Thank you. I'm calling to order the Finance Administration and Oversight Committee. The date is June the 14th, 2007. It is 25 minutes after the hour of 12. We have the approval of the agenda. Is there discussion on the agenda? Discussion, discussion, hearing none. The agenda is approved without objection. We have the minutes before us. Is there discussion on the minutes? Discussion on the minutes. Mr. Benjamin?
One item, and I apologize if I was responsible for creating a problem. On the minutes of April 12th, at the last meeting, I noted the fact that as written, they showed on the top of page 2 that there was no action on the replacement of the Southeast Bus Garage and Police Training Facility. I believe there was an action. The minutes came back to us with the things that said there was no action on the main motion since we could not have gone to the board with no action on the main motion. I think the minutes adjusted to show that there was an action and what the action was.
Okay. Is there further discussion on the minutes? Further discussion on the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as I've read?
That one.
All of the minutes. All of the minutes. As revised, everything.
They haven't revised it.
They haven't. You haven't revised them?
He's
no.
Offering them.
I'm noting the fact that as written, they seem to show that we went to board without the action of the committee.
So you still have a question regarding the minutes of April 12th.
Correct.
Okay, then, is there a motion to approve the minutes of May 10?
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second? Discussion on May 10? Discussion on May 10? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. We now proceed to the action items which are before us. Each of these action items has been the subject of extensive, prolonged, a detailed discussion over many months period, and so I think it may be possible for us to move rather rapidly through the action items and thus dispense with the work of the committee for today. So with that in mind, let me call on the general manager on the first action item, which is the FY08 operating and capital budget. Mr. Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. The FY 2008 budget is before you without a fare increase or service reduction. It's $1.2 billion operating and $700 million capital for a total of $1.9 billion. It provides a focus on safety and customer service. In addition, it continues to implement those programs, the capital programs, under the that has been agreed to in the past and listed with many discussions over the past couple of weeks under the Metro Matters program. We have reduced the administrative costs by over $13 million since the budget was released in December of 2006, and we have received $40 million, or we recommend that we use $40 million in the one-time funding. One of the issues that we have, of course, is that we do not have an operating reserve for FY 2008, something that we will bring back to you in recommendations for financial strategy and forecast for 2009. The budget, if approved, will implement a living wage provision effective January 1 of 2008 of $11.80 per hour, and it will continue to streamline the contract approval process. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we believe that this is a very fragile budget, but it's one that we can accomplish. However, during the year, I will bring back to the board later this fall with the financial forecast that I mentioned for 2009, as well as a proposal for an index fare policy and other revenue enhancement opportunities or proposals. That completes my presentation. If you'd like to have a greater degree of detail, we can provide that.
Okay. I think we can, and without objection, we can dispense with the PowerPoint. Mr. Benjamin, do you have a motion?
I do have a motion.
First, we should have a motion to approve the FY08 operating and capital budget resolution. Is there a motion for that?
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second? It's been moved by Mr. Benjamin, seconded by Mr. Zimmerman. I was going to take his motion first.
Well, I did Mr. have Cotton. Some changes to the resolution, but I'll follow Mr. Benjamin.
Right, he has a change.
I will follow Mr. Benjamin.
In order to document a little bit more precisely what it is that we're approving, I would like to amend the motion by, in the first resolved, after the words $1.9 billion, delete as detailed in attachment A and be it further, and insert, consisting of an operating budget of $1.2 billion, as summarized in attachment A. And attachment A is the document that has been handed out by staff, actually only the first page of it, which gives you the revenues, the expenses, the totals, Metro Rail, Metro Bus, Metro Access. So it summarizes the budget that we are approving. And then, reimbursable projects as shown in attachment B. Attachment B is page 41 of the package that was given to you. Debt service of $27.5 million and a capital improvement program of $730.8 million as shown as attachment C. Attachment C is page 40 of the documents that have been given to you. That would require that, oh, one other change is on the second resolved on page 2, that the allocation of operating subsidy by jurisdiction shown in attachment D, so that we have the specific allocation, that's page 36 of the package given to you, and that would require in the 1, 2, 3, 4th resolution on page 10, just changing attachment B to attachment D, but that would then take documents which staff has provided and make them part of the resolution.
Is there a second to the motion? It's been moved and seconded. Let me ask Mr. Cato, do you wish to comment on this motion?
We have provided the information that Director Benjamin has requested, and as he articulated that it is attached, and by including it in the resolution itself, it does not change. We have no issues with that. We're fine with that.
Further discussion on the motion? Further discussion on this motion? Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. The ayes have it. The amendment is carried. Mr. Kaufman.
In looking at another amendment, on the second page of the resolution, or page 10 of 150, the resolution, which would be the one to third from the bottom, which is a resolution dealing with a package of modifications to our current advertising activities. I'd already had a discussion with staff expressing concern over a number of these, and I realize that this is a resolution going out for comment, but I do feel fairly strongly on two of the items and perhaps more. The floor graphics being used as advertising, interior rail cars and doors, the floor graphics, and we did have those, I believe, as a part of the ING rollout, and you know, they look great for a couple days, and then they get all scuffed up, torn up, dirtied up, and I don't think that looks well. I would like to strike that. The other, from a more safety standpoint, is the interior rail car doors. You know, folk need to know the door is a door. You know, the last thing I want to see happen is someone staring and trying to read it when they should be moving in or moving out. So my concern is that going back to when we had an incident many years ago where a young child fell through the doors interconnecting between the cars, you know, we put up the stop sign just to remind folks, no, don't go through here. I just think putting advertisement on the doors is also something we do not want to get into. And the final is the website advertising. That basically means we would allow, as I understand it, pop-ups on our site when people are just trying to get directions. I could just see it when we finally try to amend the compact down south. One of our interesting senators or delegates south of the Rappahannock River pulls up the website and watches a bottom wiggling across the screen. I just think that roping ourselves up for some challenges. So I'll just put on the floor an amendment to strike from the proposed revenue activities floor graphics, interior rail cars, doors, and website advertising. So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second
it. Is there a second?
I
okay. Moved by Mr. Kaufman, seconded by Ms. Hutchins. Is there a discussion? Mr. Zimmerman?
Is that motion intended to eliminate the possibility of any advertising on our website?
That's where I am, yeah.
Don't we have some advertising effectively now on our website?
We do.
We do.
We have promotional, we do have a pilot.
Well, never mind. I guess this is a concern about what restrictions we might put on it. Since this is going out to the jurisdictions anyway for comment, gives us some time to clarify it, I'll withdraw my motion.
No, just saying, Mr. Chairman, I think there's a point here, and I do think we need to be concerned about what may show up on our website, but at the same time, we probably also need not to...
And, Mr. Chairman, if I could, this is the authorization to solicit proposals, and it will come back to the board for that discussion of...
This is just to go out around...
It's even another resolution.
Okay, the motion has been withdrawn. Is there further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? No further discussion, then I assume that you're prepared to vote on the FY08, operating and capital budget. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Congratulations, Mr. General Manager, on the approval of your first budget, which you have mightily contributed to, and I'm sure that every member of this board appreciates your good work on this and that of staff. You have been very supportive.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I have a question.
Mr. Harkin?
There is a partner resolution on page 21 of your package that really is completely in parallel with the Budget Committee resolution, but General Counsel believed it was necessary to delineate specifics of the advertising program because of something called the use regulation. So I'm trying to find out if your approval of the budget resolution also carries over to approve this partner resolution.
Well, the partner resolution...
Page 21.
The partner resolution is not on our agenda, Mr. Harkin.
Oh, yeah.
It's at least I don't see it.
It is. Carol would ask for help.
But it can be on our agenda. Is someone interested in moving the partner resolution on page 21?
Someone.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Huh. Mr. Chairman. Clarification sounds like we are then authorizing.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
I'd be comfortable with it being before the board in 2 weeks, but I don't know that we were expecting to.
Well, no one had spotted the partner resolution, but are you prepared to vote on this so that we can forward it to the board?
With the understanding that it'll have to be reviewed.
We'll have a further review?
Yes.
Okay. So we still lack a second, however.
Withdraw my motion.
You're withdrawing your motion. Well, then it doesn't leave the committee.
No. You were... It's my understanding in discussion with legal counsel that we needed to have a separate resolution. This is in the original, the first resolution talks about this issue. I was heard feeling from a legal perspective that you had to spell out the specifics of what was in...
Mr. Chairman, is there any reason this couldn't be heard and acted upon at the July meeting? Is anything in the budget dependent upon this that...
$3 million.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, it appears to me that this was the issue that Director Coffin raised about the
data.
Yes.
And it sounds like we're giving authority to the general manager to actually go and do these things.
So I'll just ask why you couldn't wait another month before you did that.
Well, we could.
For some reason, you can't.
We could, especially since the other members have not had a chance to take a look at it, study it, and understand it well. I'm happy to go either way.
And this was in the intent of not to be full disclosure, was the discussion that we had. We did not want you to be surprised later, and this gets all the great the detail. I believe we can approve, let me walk this through, that we can approve the original or the first resolution on the budget and bring this back and have discussions on this, but understand that we need to move things around. It's an estimate of the number of dollars that fits into the first action that you took. It does not mean we'll not be able to generate the same amount. It just makes it a little harder to get there. Yes.
The resolution is just a putting in proper form
the amendment to the WMATA use regulation, which is the document that the board adopts that specifies what can or cannot occur on WMATA property. And that is, so the resolution simply is the formal adoption of the various additional advertising venues that are mentioned in the budget resolution. So really, it's simply a companion technical amendment that could simply go forward to the board for its action.
Ms. Hutchins?
Well, I guess hearing that, we could put this off until you're really ready to start generating the revenue, and then at the point in time that you do it, we now have that authorization. Is that correct?
Is that true?
A month is not a problem with us.
If I understand it, which is the estimated revenue that are predicated on
right.
the implementation of the human advertising activity.
So if we don't get any solicitations or do any, this could not be in place. This is not happening.
No. I think this has to come before we can do the other.
That's
right. Yes. And the question I thought was, could we bring this back to the board meeting? And the answer is yes, and have further discussion and understanding on exactly what this resolution is.
It's ended at the next board meeting.
At the board meeting on the 28th.
You'd have to make a presentation. What you would normally do in committee, you'd have to do it at the board.
We don't have we need a motion to approve this resolution.
Or to send it to the board without approval.
No, or to send it to the board without comment is another way of doing it. We need some motion in order to move this agenda.
I'd still move it without comment. Then.
Okay, Ms. Hewlett has moved to forward it to the board without comment. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Mr. Linton? Okay. Further discussion?
Yeah.
Further discussion?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. When we talk about the WMATA website, when this comes to the board, I'd like to see what staff's thoughts are on what limitations, controls, restrictions. Is this strictly a wide open to every not-for-profit or for-profit? What are we looking at? Because certainly, as often as we, as individual board members, you all are kind enough to flag us on potentially controversial advertising. It's one thing to have it on a bus, it's another to have it on the internet, and we start getting email from folks holed up in Oregon about our advertisement. So I would be concerned and hoping that last, Mr. Chairman, that between now and this coming to us again, we have some understanding of how this would be managed.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Congratulations again on the.
Maybe we can go back. Another one you can do it again.
Okay, now we have this other item here. The Dulles Incorporated cost associated with intergovernmental agreement into Metro's capital budget.
I have.
Mr. Cato.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. What we're asking the committee to consider and approve for board action, or for action. Two items in the Dulles project, and these items are necessary in order for the project to be considered for approval by the Federal Transit Administration. The board actions include approval of the intergovernmental agreement between Metro and the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, and incorporate the costs associated with implementing this agreement in the Metro capital budget. And second, to approve the operating financial plan for phase one of the Dulles Corridor Metro Rail project. There's a lot of information that we have concerning the intergovernmental agreement as well as the financial plan, and we're ready to go into a detailed presentation if the board so desires.
Okay, without objection, we will pass on the PowerPoint. I do have one question. Which is referring to resolution 2007-04, 2006-62, and perhaps other resolutions which are not before us. I note, Mr. Cato, that you have provided us with a memorandum dated June 13, 2007, which I have read. So you are prepared to certify that the various requirements in this in this, these resolutions have been met or will be met. Let me make sure I have the exact language. It's, on the resolve, for those of you who have it, that board approval of the financial plan and related agreements will occur only after staff provides a status report affirming that all conditions in prior WMATA board resolutions, including the 8 conditions listed above, have been or will be satisfied by the time WMATA accepts the Dulles Corridor Metro Rail project into the ARS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your memorandum dated June 13, 2007, is satisfaction of that requirement?
Yes, and if there is, also we've put into the resolution, should there be any changes to the project, we would bring it back to the board. But
thank
the answer
you.
Is yes.
And the second point, and I didn't read the whole paragraph, but I because it's just too long, but there's more in this paragraph of the resolution. And furthermore, I note from reading in the newspapers that the Fairfax County Board is scheduled to vote on this matter. Is it next week?
Monday.
On Monday. And so that action will occur next week, and then our board action on these issues will occur the week after, so that we will have the opportunity, which we most definitely want to have, to be aware of the actions that are taken by the Fairfax County Board, which will be intervening between this meeting and the final action on these matters. Mr. Kaufman?
Chairman, accordingly, what I would move is just as we did with the Morgan Boulevard item before the Planning, Development, Real Estate Committee, that this committee move the two Dulles items forward to the full board for vote there.
So you're moving both items?
I'm moving both items forward, and that's the sum total of my motion.
Without recommendation.
Without comment.
Without comment.
So this is the second without comment motion that we're making. Okay, so it's been moved that we forward, and this would be both items.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear what we're doing here. We're action item number B and action item number C are both incorporated into this motion. So it's been moved that we forward these matters to the board without comment. Is there a comment?
Comment.
Whoops, is there a second? Thank you.
Second.
It's been moved by Mr. Kaufman, seconded by Mr. Benjamin. Ms. Hutchins.
Thank you. And Mr. Kaufman's motion to move us forward, I'd like to ask the staff, in terms of looking at both of the items, is the staff recommending to the board that we move forward with these?
Yes, that is our recommendation based upon the discussion we've had with the airport authority, those who are building the system. That is time for them from the standpoint of the timeliness they have requested and also communicated the urgency of moving it forward. I need to ask the council, legal counsel, what the implications would be, if any, if we delayed until the board meeting.
Well, we're fine to move forward to the board. I'm sure that the airport authority will want a final decision from
yes.
WMATA at the board meeting.
Yes.
But they understand that the committee will move forward to the board for
okay.
board action.
So subject to moving forward the staff's recommendations and the staff identifying no reasons not to do so, we could move it forward
yes.
subject to the board affirmatively approving this on the 28th.
Yes.
Moving it forward subject. I think it's just moving it forward.
We're moving it forward.
No, we're moving it forward, but without comment is the motion. Mr. Benjamin, do you have a comment?
I have two questions, just for clarification. Number one, on the financial agreement, what happens in the case of a cost overrun? This is money that's coming from the airport's authority to us to pay us for certain things, correct?
Yes.
What happens if there's a cost overrun? Does the airport's authority cover that?
We have no financial obligation to the project. All of the dollars would come from the Commonwealth of Virginia or other funding organizations, and WMATA is not part of that funding group, so if there are overruns, we're not responsible for the.
Concern I have is we are buying rail cars apparently from this, and we have staff support to the project. If either one of those things ends up costing more than this provides, what happens? Do we stop doing those things, or do we have some obligation?
The rail cars, go ahead.
Is there an independent financial obligation for Vermont if the way you've been positioned as a process is on that and affecting the budget to take any projects in the county?
Am I hearing that Virginia would be responsible for those cost increases? That's the question.
Specifically, if I may, Mr. Chairman, the rail cars for this project are part of the project budget. They're separate from other rail cars that Vermont is otherwise purchasing. They may become part of a Vermont purchase, but it's Virginia's obligation.
But we would not all become responsible for cost overruns in this particular set of activities should they occur. That's all I want to assure. And then on the financial plan, these are all estimates, particularly in terms of the subsidies that are here. These are estimates of the subsidies. They don't in any way constrain what the real subsidies will be. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Mr. Monomake?
Just one quick question about, you mentioned the capital liability. When does operating liability shift back to the system? Is that spelled out in the financial agreement?
The operating responsibility is once the board has adopted the system as part of the regional system, and that's after we've completed testing of the system and ensuring that it meets our standards.
2012.
Yes, projected 2012.
Further discussion? Then the motion before us is to forward both agenda item B and agenda item C to the board without comment. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. They are forwarded to the board. Staff reported a recommendation to restructure Metrobus lines 25A-R7A-W. Mr. Requa?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hughes was to present this, and I'm looking for it. This is a recommendation on a plan to modify service in Arlington County. It went before hearings. In Northern Virginia, excuse me, and there were a number of modifications to services that were proposed. We listened to the public hearing. Some of the recommendations were adjusted as a result of the hearings, and it is recommended that they approve the staff report and recommendations to modify construction of Metro Bus Routes 25A, 25F, 25G, 25J, 25P, 25R, and implement new Saturday service on 22B from Pentagon Army Navy Drive to Shirley Park Line in Arlington and Fairfax Counties and the City of Alexandria. And within the presentation, there are the amended cost or the change in subsidy for a total annual cost of $201,000 increase.
Discussion, Mr. Zimmerman?
This was out. It was for hearing. A number of modifications were made at the request of one of the jurisdictions, and as a result, we're actually asking that it not be implemented until December. So what's recommendation before us would have implemented in September, so we're asking to hold it off to December. And with that change, I move approval.
Is there a second to
second.
The motion? Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Zimmerman, seconded by Mr. Kaufman. Discussion, discussion, discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. The final action item is to request board approval to increase the frequency of non-regional Metrobus service on Route 98, Adams Morgan U Street Link. Mr. Requa, are you carrying this matter
yes,
as well?
Yes, Mr. Graham, the discussions with the district has requested that we do to increase the level of service to produce greater ridership, and the discussion is that this should be a three-month demonstration project, and we'd like this to begin July 1st and recommend its approval. Funding would cost $70,000, would be reimbursed by the District of Columbia, and it's recommended.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
It's been moved by Ms. Hook. Is there a second?
Second.
And it's been seconded by Mr. Monomay. Is there discussion, discussion, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. And now we have our information item. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing great. That's the end of my report. The reports are in your presentation.
Well, can you just give us, I think...
Sure. Let me just direct your attention to the April presentation. Up here on the screen, you can see in the middle of the page, year-to-date revenues with 2 months left to go are under budget, $12 million. That's very consistent with what's been going on all year. Expenses are virtually on budget right this moment, with a variance of only $900,000 on a base of $900 million. The subsidy line, we're looking at a current subsidy overrun of $11 million. And again, these trends have been consistent all year long. Looking down at the bottom of the page, in average weekday ridership, average year-to-date ridership, we've been seeing consistent rail and bus growth of about 1%.
Is there discussion on this report, Mr. Benjamin?
Just one issue. It's the same one that I think I've asked about every single meeting. We now have our subsidy overrun to $11 million. Our reserve is only 10, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
So we're already at the point of an audit adjustment, and we haven't covered severance pay yet.
That's correct.
All of this would then be part of a cost that we will all have in fiscal 09, which
correct.
Further exacerbates our 09 situation. I just wanted to alert all of the board members. I'm wondering whether there's anything you can do to take the subsidy overrun and get it back down to around $10 million.
At this point, I don't believe so, but we are continuing to do analysis.
We hope that, we have experience. The only thing that could happen, and there's not a lot of time for this, we might get $1 million, but I'm not so sure I can guarantee that. We have experienced increased ridership over the past few weeks due to, we suspect, the fuel increases. We hope that the additional revenues will offset some of this, but again, we're below the budget projection on that. But from a cost standpoint, unless there is some reduction in our services, we do not foresee any way to reduce to come in within that $10 million target. So,
and presumably it will be substantially more than $1 million when you add a couple more months
mm-hmm.
on
yes, yes, sir.
I just want to caution again, what this does is we just approved an 08 budget, which creates a major financial challenge for us in 09. This adds to that challenge because comes out of the same pot in each local jurisdiction. So we have now created an even higher bar to try and get over.
That Cassandra role is very important. and you're very good at it, Mr. Benjamin, but we appreciate your comment. Is there further discussion on the report? Further discussion? Then there being no further business come before the committee, this meeting is adjourned at 1 o'clock on June 14th.